This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 numbers remain stubbornly high in Colorado. Here's CPR's John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations hit 944 Monday, the highest figure since January 1st. Meanwhile, the seven-day positivity rate, a metric of transmission, is at 7.45%, still well above the critical threshold of 5%. Coronavirus deaths are trending up, too. The week of September 26th was the deadliest in the state since a week in early January, with 123 deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Snow season is closer by a few inches at several Colorado ski resorts, CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Arapahoe Basin, Keystone Resort, and Loveland Ski Area all turned on their snowmaking machines this weekend in preparation for opening day. An early winter storm brought several inches of snow to Front Range resorts, which will act as a foundation for the machines. The three ski areas usually race to open up first, with all of them hoping to do so by the end of this month. Last year, Keystone was the winner, opening on November 6. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
There's fire danger for parts of the state today. It's going to be windy around Colorado Springs and Pueblo, and lightning could set off fires on the eastern plains. There are red flag warnings this afternoon for southern and southeastern Colorado. Elsewhere, there's rain in the west and snow in the mountains. Metro Denver has highs today in the 60s, about the same tomorrow, then cooler and in the 50s later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.